We're at the Tremeau campus at Penryn for the Environment and Sustainability Institute's Knowledge Exchange Strategy Launch. And we're finding out about what's going to be going on at the ESI. Now, it's being set up by the University of Exeter, and one of the Institute's Deputy Vice-Chancellors is Professor Mark Overton. Mark, just tell me about why the University was so keen to set the ESI up.
Well, we had an established presence in Cornwall from 2004, and there was opportunities through convergence funding from the European Union for further investment. And so we thought long and hard about what shape and form that investment would take. And it seemed to us that since we already had a world-class reputation in studying climate change and environmental change, that because environmental change was so close to the agenda of the Cornwall economy, and because Cornwall is an ideal natural laboratory for studying environmental change, that we would focus our bid for convergence funding around the idea of an Environment and Sustainability Institute.
And so this institute, it must have a big mission to achieve. What is that mission?
Well, the mission is simply to study the effects of environmental change, including climate change, but to study ways in which we can mitigate and adapt to those issues, and also find solutions. So that the first thing is really solutions to problems of environmental change. And secondly, we want this to be an interdisciplinary institute. Academic disciplines can often work in silos where they don't talk to each other. And yet to deal with problems of environmental change and climate change, we really need academics from a wide variety of disciplines working together to solve problems together. And so right from the outset, the ESI was designed as an interdisciplinary centre. And indeed, the building has been designed to encourage and stimulate interaction between different disciplines.
So communication is a big part of what's going on here.
Oh, absolutely. Communication between our own academics, but of course, communication between our academics in the ESI and the wider community of Cornwall.
So if you were going to say you would like to see this or this happening within the next 5 years here at the ESI, what sort of things would you like to see happen on this institute site?
When you're looking at academic research, you can't sometimes predict exactly what's going to happen. So I can't say we hope to find a solution to the problem of X. That will depend on what our researchers become engaged in, and also what some of the local stakeholders would like them to become engaged with. But what I can say in general terms is that the building will be complete in September of 2012, next year. By that time, it will have getting on for 100 or more academics working together to solve problems of climate change. And I would expect us to be building on our already established world reputation in many areas of environmental change, so that the ESI will really stand out as a world-class beacon within Cornwall.
I suppose any institute, its quality is marked on the students that study there and leave and go around the world, and the influence they have as well.
That's right. The ESI is primarily a research institute. It's been commissioned as a research institute. So in one sense, our primary outputs are our research. The requirement from the European Union for ERDF funding was also business assist. So another very important output will be business assist, 450 business assists, working very closely with local businesses. But the academics in the ESI will also be teaching students. We have, for example, here in Tremeau, the first degree course ever run in the country on renewable energy. And so we have a range of degree programs and also some very well-known programs in ecology and conservation. And we're also developing new programs in the social sciences as well. So yes, we will be sending out students who have a very clear track record in learning about the environment. Indeed, the whole flavour of this campus, as far as Exeter is concerned, is focused on the environment.
So if you want to know more about the ESI, then you can find details on the University of Exeter's website. It's www.exeter.ac.uk/ESI.